Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand. Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
This is hilarious. Jason French, just hang on. Apparently somebody kicked a cord out of the wall.
Literally tripped over a cord, popped out, camera's unplugged.
And the camera was unplugged.
That's
a first.
That's tech support 101, right? You run around, it's the camera. We're tinkering with the actual lens. No. It's tech support 101. Is the power on? That's number one. Is it plugged in and is the power on? And so the cord came unplugged.
Yeah. And so here we go. We're ready to go on hour two. I feel like, I had sunk a little bit, but now I'm back up and we're all good to go. Putting a wrapper on Super Bowl 54, of course, the Chiefs over the 49ers, 31-20. Talking about that, what's the best Super Bowl halftime of all time? That is our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. But we're going out on video chat now, and I thank him for waiting. Jason French, former Saskatchewan Rough Rider, joins us from Atlanta today. Look at Jay French, hasn't aged a bit. If anything, he's down a little weight. Good morning, Jason. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Honored to be on, Rod. It's good to see a familiar face.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we've put on a lot of miles together across this country with a lot of fun with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And for those that don't know, pardon me, Jay French, but a lot of our viewers being on Facebook are sub-30. So I just got to remind everybody, Jason was a second-round pick of the Riders back in 2001 out of Murray State, played with 01 to 06 with the Riders, and then 07-08 with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, where he finished up. But Jay French, a beloved time here in Riderville, and I'll open up with that. What's your recollections of your time with Canada's team?
Oh man, great fans, great atmosphere. Was really hoping to finish my career out in Saskatchewan, but I couldn't. Being able to go to another team and see the difference of how our fans in Saskatchewan supported our team. We wanted to win for them, and it was really just an exciting time. Great place for me to grow, and it was a great place. My wife loved it, and so just wish I could have finished out there, but it didn't happen that way, and it's all good.
Well, it's a fairly esteemed list of guys that left after. After 2006, Andrew Green, Nate Davis would be on that list, and yourself. But, Jackie Mitchell was on here not that long ago. He's living in Houston now. And he said he takes great pride in being part of the resurgence of the Rough Riders from where they were to where they got to before he left. Because he wasn't on that 07 team either. Do you feel a little bit of that?
For sure. I mean, I had opportunities to leave, earlier on in my career. But I wanted to stay, and I saw we had something special there. And, so building that thing from the ground up, I came in just after Jackie. So they had got got it rolling a little bit. And we had high expectations. And it took a couple years, but we finally got around to it. We were really close to getting into the great cup a couple times. And it didn't happen for us. So. We really put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into getting the Saskatchewan Rough Riders back on the map.
Well, the fans appreciated it, and they really remember it. Do you hear from Rider fans at all? I mean, honestly, when I saw your name on the board to come on, I'm like, wow, Jay French, I haven't heard or thought of that name in quite some time. Do you hear from fans at all?
Yeah, it was good. It's good to be thought of. When you guys reached out, I was excited to come on and talk about it. It's funny you mentioned Jackie Mitchell being in Houston. I was in Houston. One of my former coworkers that coached with me when I was coaching at Georgia State after I retired is now coaching with the Houston Texans. So I went out for a game, and I'm walking through the stadium, and I hear my name being called. And I'm like, I turn around, and it's about five or six Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans that came out. They just said, "Hey, Jay, how you doing?" I was like, "Wow, I couldn't believe that they remember me." It's been over 11 years since I played. So, I reach out to I try to follow it as much as I can. I'm busy, but I try to follow it and keep up with the team and see how they're doing. But it's always good to be remembered, I should say.
I thought you were going to say the DB yelled at you from across the field, Danny Barrett.
I did get to see DB. I failed to mention that. I did get a chance to chat with DB and his wife, and they had some people up that knew me from Montreal as well. So it was really a reunion for me when I went to Houston.
You know, it's interesting when I look at your time, all those West finals, West semifinals, the road ended, unfortunately, generally in BC. Why do you think the team just couldn't quite get over the hump in that whole era?
I don't know. We were so close. I mean, we were, you know, a field goal away. We were just, I don't know. We just didn't finish the deal. And it was unfortunate for myself that next year they had a chance, they finished the deal. And so excited for the fans, excited for the city, disappointed for myself. But you know what? Everything happens for a reason. They finally got over that hump.
Well, you started a lot of games. You had a significant part of what the Rough Riders were building. But you mentioned going to Hamilton the last 2 years of your career. What was that experience like?
Man, it was tough. You know, you build something. It was almost starting all over again. They were Saskatchewan Rough Riders when I came in 01. They were trying to find themselves, and it was tough. They have good fan support in Hamilton as well. Not like the Rough Riders, but they were trying to get it rolling. And it seems like after a few years after I left there, they finally got the hang of it. And started winning some football games, but it was tough. It was rebuilding for me. It was starting all over. I was up for the challenge, but again, it came to an end at some point. Our careers always come to an end at some point. That's the thing about this sport. So it was all good. It was really a learning experience for myself.
Well, it's funny you say that because we're talking a lot about guys getting cut ahead of their roster bonuses and so forth. That's all been happening last week before that February 1st bonus. When did you realize that you spend your whole life loving this game, but it doesn't love you back? When did you get that painful realization, or have you?
Yeah, you know, it was in Hamilton when I just could feel that something was going to happen. You know, they were just trying to find themselves, and it really didn't matter if you just got caught up in the revolving door over there. And I could just feel something happening for myself. Like I say, everything happens for a reason. My first child was about to be born, and I had a coach that actually was close to me that was the one that let me go. That we had spent a lot of time in Saskatchewan together. But he had decided to go on a different route. And it's really, that's the name of the game. That's the sport. And you know, it leaves a bitter taste in your mouth. But when you go back and you look at it, you know, it happened for a good reason. And I'm in a good place right now.
What is that place right now? You mentioned coaching at Georgia State at some point. What's up in your life right now, Jay French?
Yeah, when I was done playing, I actually went back to school to finish my degree, and I got on with the Georgia State football program. They were rebuilding, so I've been rebuilding now for over and over again. So they were starting their football program. I actually walked on to the coaching staff. I actually had to humble myself, and they eventually gave me a job. And I went from, you know, playing receiver as a professional to coaching linebackers at Georgia State. But again, that was a good learning experience. And, I had fun doing it. We built something special there. And again, it happened all. We didn't win enough football games and we got let go. And from there, I tried a couple of business ventures that did well for a second, but then they fell through. And right now I'm a personal trainer. I have my own personal training business. I'm having a great time being a father. I have two young girls that are heavy into gymnastics and dance. And so I'm a girl dad, you know, and me and my wife are having a great time raising our family. I'm having a great time being a personal trainer, just, seeing people transform their lives I'm able to help them. A lot of stuff that I learned playing football, I'm able to interject into my clients and helping them, you know, achieve their goals, healthier lifestyles, all of that good stuff. So I'm enjoying it. It's great. It's gratifying. And I wouldn't change anything.
Well, I think that I can speak for the Rider Nation to say it is great to see you. Great to see you doing so well. And keep in touch, Jay French. I hope we can get you back here sometime for a visit.
I will. Thank you so much, Rod.
All right, number 87, Jason French checking in from Atlanta, Georgia today. And I think that the 2020 Grey Cup might serve as a tremendous homecoming for Rider alum. What do you think?
You really
think,
like
Abu?
That guy, don't you?
Yeah.
A lot.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's great to see love in your eyes. I forgot what it's look. I only ever see it when you're with your wife. Usually it's like, oh, you're pissed off.
Stop pissing me off.
You really, really like that guy.
I
never played with him. I only played against him. We were ships crossing in the past. But I love what he said, because I say it a lot too. I almost feel unfortunate for J.O. and Gino and guys like that or not J.O., Gino, that... you forget that J.O. played somewhere else other than here. Like, guys that only played in Saskatchewan don't know how good you got it. You know, if you eat chocolate cake every day, you're not going to know that there's, you know, apple pie is pretty good too. Or like there's, you know, things that aren't as tasty. You know, he talked about his experience in Hamilton. You know, you learn early. Maybe you don't learn it around here because they love you. The Riders love their players. It's not like that anywhere else.
Not to the degree that the Riders and period. The Rider
maybe
Nation
you've been,
at all.
Maybe you've been here too long too. I'm just saying.
No.
Like,
trust me, no.
You haven't been here long enough?
I don't take it for granted, is my point.
My first year in Winnipeg, I thought it was just normal to go and ask for your check and be like, can I please have my check that I earned last week? And then the secretary would be like, okay. Like, it's like you have to beg for your check.
But it isn't like that in Winnipeg anymore. That's the sense that I got from the guy that was in your living room a couple weeks ago when we were visiting.
No, but
former bomber.
But it's probably like that in Toronto, or maybe it's like that in whoever's BC or whoever's on the bottom of the... Whoever's on the bottom of the heap now.
I'm just saying, it doesn't seem... Winnipeg's a lot more like Saskatchewan, you know, built up than what it was when you were there.
No, man. Think about all the conversations we've had about Brandon. They don't... Winnipeg...
It's better. I'm not saying it's great.
This is proving my point, man. There's no other team in the league that are like the Riders. Not even close. About 10 times different. The Riders see the benefit to having guys in the community. They see the benefit to keeping guys around. So they do... what it takes to get them here. And for me, it was, $100 to drive out to Elbow, Saskatchewan to do a school talk on bullying, right? Something as simple as that, you know. They do what it takes to keep the guys around. They don't like to do that anywhere else.
Yeah.
Or maybe Edmonton, but, to think that that's normal, it's not. To think that the team cares about you, it's not. They don't.
This is great. I don't know if I want you to get a big head or not. Bigger. Christine Bendel writes in on Facebook. She says, Abu brings perspective. From Colin McInulty. We love you in Ottawa too, Abu.
They stopped loving me there?
Well, you left.
Well, it's like, but my heart is still there.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's funny because we're talking about Cody Fajardo's popularity here in the 306. And as one former writer said to me, if Cody Fajardo played in the Hobson time, it would be, Jim would be, here's a gas card, Cody. See you in a month. Go visit every town in this province, right? Back in the day, the way.
We had Kerry Joseph. We had Darian Durant. We had a really good team.
Yep.
Can't get better than better.
No,
better
but I'm best. Just saying they were speaking in all the towns and stuff. That's all that I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Cody's played, you know. I'm almost going to go on a different
go ahead.
Area here. How to develop a quarterback. Cody's been on what, four teams now? Three teams?
Three, yeah.
He sat behind the greatest players and learned his job. Darian did that too. Mahomes did that too. Brady did that too. Help me out here.
All the good ones.
Aaron Rodgers did that too.
Jeff Garcia. Let's look at this league. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys sat around. Not many were overnight successes. Ken Austin was.
If you want to develop,
it's going back a ways.
You know, sports are in a different era now. Where if you're drafted, if you're a good player drafted early, you got to play right away because of the cheese. But if you want to be a good football player, you got to go and sit and watch it for a year. You know, 2 years maybe. You know, sit and watch and see how it's done. Let someone else make your mistakes for you, and you make them mentally, so that when you get out on the field, you've done before, you've been there before, you've seen it, you've done it. The speed isn't anything new. That's the way to do it. I forgot that Mahomes sat his first year. Forgot about that. He sat his first year. His second year, he's the MVP. Third year, he figured out how to lead a team. Man, that guy's
he's
special.
Yeah. He's special. You know, you don't talk about all the guys that run around, and you know, you talk about Lamar Jackson, you talk about guys with big arms and do that. You forget Mahomes does everything and is a great leader.
See, that's the biggest thing I learned from him, because you know, it's watching them as from a Titans perspective. You saw Lamar Jackson, then you saw, you know, Patrick Mahomes, and the biggest difference was Patrick Mahomes had all the same tools. He was a little bit more mature.
He had it.
Yeah.
Talk about going in another direction. Trent in Norway writing in. Norway here, busy with family in hour one, but can join now. Mahomes was something else in the Super Bowl. I wonder what happens in the XFL soon to come. Would like to see the Riders keep the core of the team for 2020. Jason French gave his all when he was with the Green and White Go Riders. Maybe that's why I love Jay French so much, because he did give his all, and he's a classy guy. He's one of those guys that made you proud to cheer for the football club. That's what I liked about Jay French. The XFL, I had mentioned earlier that football's now over with the completion of the Super Bowl. Clark chimed in on the monitor here saying, well, the XFL starts this weekend. And who's kidding who? I'll watch, although I'm heading into a very fun February, and somebody around here was saying the same thing about themselves. For me, myself, in the month of February, let's look at this week. Going to Saskatoon for the Kinsman dinner. Eddie Belfour will be there, despite last week's unfortunate incident in Kentucky. I'll be part of that program along with Marty Brodeur, Grant Fear, Bernie Perrant, Glenn Hall, Brett Lawther. That's this week, Thursday, Friday in Saskatoon.
Yep.
Saturday, the Rush have the Colorado Mammoth there. I don't miss the Rush games, so I can't wait for that. Then next week, I have a Recovery Hour show here that we're very excited about, that program on recovery. Then I'm going to Vegas for 4 days with my brother.
You should do the recovery after Vegas.
Yeah, no kidding. To watch the Golden Knights play the Blues and the Islanders. So I'm excited about that. So I don't know how much time I'll have to watch the XFL.
Yeah.
I'm not going to break an ankle trying to tune it in. But if it's on and I'm around a TV, I'll watch it. Yeah. How about you guys?
I think sometimes the reason you have me on the show is just to poo-poo on everything. And so I'll put things...
That's why I have you around in my life. It's not just on this show.
Perspective here, because that's what I tend to do so
well. You poo-poo everything.
Well, that's because there's a lot of poo-poo out there that's dressed up as ice cream. And people take a big scoop of it. Ice cream. It's like, oh, this is poo-poo.
Yep.
French.
It's Greek, actually.
Poo-poo?
But, yeah.
Okay. Remember that other league that they had last year?
The Alliance of American Football.
Poo-poo of American poo-poo, right. And it was, I love analogies. I'm not good at them, but I love it. So it was lipstick on a pig, right? Because all the good players are in the NFL. The great players in the NFL, and the good players in the NFL, too. The kind of like, okay, players, some of them are on the practice squad, too. And no NFL team's giving those guys up. They're, all right, guys. And the next level of guys, but you know what? They're not really NFL players, but they're really good athletes. They're in the CFL making money. So what's left is, and I'm being very, very generous here, are the pigs, right? And the AB poo-poo of American whatever that failed,
I think,
was lipstick on a pig.
I think it's still better than senior football.
What the XFL is doing is wiping that red lipstick off that pig and putting blue lipstick on it and saying, look at this brand new model. It's beautiful. No, it's the worst football players you've ever seen on TV. You haven't seen football players that are this bad on television since the AB failed league, whatever it's called. These football players are bad. They are not good. They are working. Last week they were working at Kentucky Fried Chicken or whatever. Two or three players per team played in the NFL, but you want to know why they're not in the NFL anymore?
Because they're
not good enough.
Because they're bad dudes.
They're not good enough for one reason or another.
Uh huh.
So I don't know what people are expecting here. If they're going to expect anything but the lowest level of football you've ever seen on TV, that is what you should expect. So don't come here and complain and say, oh, it wasn't that good. There's going to be some plays made.
Well, if I may, and everybody's singing in line from the Church of Abu, and that's cool. JR in Cranbrook says, Abu speaks the truth. Jade Graham writes in and says, preach, Abu, it's the truth. Well, I'm going to tell you that a Tuesday night NHL run-of-the-mill game between the Penguins and Red Wings is poo-poo as well. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed watching the Alliance of American Football. I knew some of the guys in the league, so there's that. And in the XFL, Marquise Williams, former Rough Rider, will be in it. And I understand he's not the creme of the creme, but do you not like watching pro football?
Even
college football.
I'm going to watch it if it's on, but I watch for 2 minutes. I'm like, wow. But right, you forget, I watch the football, not the cheerleaders and the dancing robots.
So do I.
Come on, man.
Continue.
It's like saying I watch hockey the same as you do. I don't. Yeah, I do. I look at it with my eyes.
Continue.
No, I'm noticing the football, and you notice how bad it is. You know that. You know. Remember watching an '80s football movie where like none of the jerseys fit, or J.J. Watt on Saturday Night Live this week. None of the jerseys fit. That drive you nuts. You know. It's not the caliber of football that you're used to. And are you spending $250 bucks a seat to go and watch this
game? I don't have to. I'm talking about watching it on television.
For free.
Right.
For free.
So the league won't be around very, very long because...
No, for sure. But I mean...
You're not paying $250.
We don't watch it the same as you do, and that's fine. That's its own thing. But there was a lot of excitement in some of the things that they're going to do to try and make this XFL different. When they had the rules all get announced, and the overtime rules are going to be different, and the point after touchdowns are going to be, and they've done some different things. And my first thought was, oh, it's going to be like a circus. But then you start looking at some of them, it's like, I'm pretty interested to see what that looks like. And that's great. And so I'm sitting there being like, okay, I want to see what this looks like. And as long as the games are competitive...
Yes,
and we're not seeing just drop passes and mistakes. As long as it's
which
competitive,
you are, yeah.
As long as it's competitive and it looks good, it's going to be really exciting. But over the last like 3-4 weeks, I've been like, I haven't heard a thing about the XFL. And if they're starting on Saturday, I haven't heard anything. So I've lost all momentum and interest in getting excited when I was really excited when those rules were announced.
You likened it to the circus, and that's perfect. You go to the circus, and you're like, man, look at that juggler, a clown. There's a lady with a beard. Look, there's a big fat guy. I was going to make fun of someone, but I won't. There's all these things. And then you get in there, and you sit down, and you start watching. And for 2 minutes in, you realize all those lions are being abused. That elephant is dead and walking. You realize how horrible of a circus, because there's no more bearded lady and fat guy. And
you pull back the curtain.
And that's what you see. And that's what the XFL is going to do. Am I going to watch? Absolutely. And you know what? In two, I'm going to watch next week. I'm going to watch the week after that. I'm going to realize that, you know, I need a break. And then 2 months later, I'm going to tune in wondering where the XFL is. And I'm going to come in here on Monday. You'd be like, oh, you didn't hear? They closed down 2 months ago. I'm like, oh, okay.
I think that you got to at least appreciate this as far as the caliber of the game goes. I watch the NHL. My favorite brand of hockey is junior hockey. But the other night, TSN had on an American Hockey League game between Syracuse and Laval, the Montreal Canadiens team. And I'm like, this is awesome. I enjoy it at every level. And that's something that got passed on from my dad.
And that's something that I'm saying. I can enjoy it.
But
you can. Right, you can. Right.
The thing for me...
You watch it differently. You're watching for different things. You don't need the end-to-end flashy, you know, Sidney Crosby. You're watching that gritty
who's
defenseman.
Who's got skill, who doesn't, playing tough.
I'm watching Lawrence Tardif, whatever. I'm watching him play. I was watching number 72 get his ass handed to him in the first half by Bosa. And, man, Drew Green said, hey, watch... Drew Green was a turning point for the Kansas City Chiefs. He goes, watch that tackle, he's getting worked. And he was getting worked. And like that drive, they started chipping him. They started helping him out. And what happened? Boom.
All of a sudden.
Touchdown.
You're not the only one that doesn't think that the XFL is not going to work, right? We're not the only one sitting here thinking that in 6 months it's going to fold. So what I want to know is how big is the ego of Vince McMahon and how big is his checkbook?
The biggest.
Because he's done it once and it's failed. So he's not going to bring it back to let it go 6 months in. So Is he willing to lose money for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years?
Two.
So
I'd go in it.
There's a big thing under, to be said about that. Even if nobody's showing up, even if the ratings suck, I don't think this will be done after 6 months just simply because of his ego.
I think so too. Is there a space? Yeah, there's probably is a space. Not like an NFL, but there's a space there. And it's going to take, you got to get through the haters. You got to get through me being, oh, look how horrible this football, look how bad it is.
Yeah.
And then once you get through, you accept how bad it is, and it is what it is. It's like me sitting through, you know, watching NHL my whole life, and then sitting through a WHL being, look how bad that guy is, look how bad that guy is. They're kids. Of course it's going to be not as good as the NHL. Of
yes.
course it's not going to be the NFL. But I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what watching, we're not talking like A is NFL, then the practice roster, then the CFL. We're talking like D or E league here.
Right. If they
we're
try
talking
and
CIS, a little bit better than CIS.
If they try and compare themselves to the NFL or try and be the NFL and think they're going to compete with the NFL, especially right out of the gate, they're going
to
fail.
I want to interject some comments from the viewers. Randy is watching in Mazatlan, Mexico. He says the IHL folded, but the NHL adopted the shootout. So I love the rules of the XFL. They have 1, 2, and 3-point conference. So if you're down 9 points with a minute to go, you could still tie the game. What are you wrinkling your nose up? That's exciting stuff.
I don't like that. You know, that's
fun. I like it.
Yeah, but that takes some of the. You shouldn't be able to. 9 points is a field goal, is a field goal and a touchdown, is a converted touchdown and a rouge and a safety.
Yeah,
is a 2-point converted touchdown and a rouge. Like, there's different ways to make up 9 points. And it's two scores. It's two possessions. Managing a clock is very different in sports when you can score 9 points in one. And I don't like that, but I'm all for trying it out in this weird league.
Sean in Saskatoon says the most expensive ticket is $108. It's in Tampa Bay. Chris in Southern Ontario says, I'd much rather watch reruns of Rider games I PVR during the offseason than another new league. How about watching them all? Is that so crazy? You know, I mentioned that I sit for hours on end and watch the NFL coverage on Super Bowl week, which I do. But come Saturday afternoon, I'm tired of it going, who are these scrubs? I want to see Kurt Warner and Mooch and Michael Irvin. But I kept watching the NFL coverage on NFL Network. And then by Sunday afternoon, when they had Kurt Warner and Mooch and Michael Irvin, I was played out. I put on Dateline. I'm like, I'm tired of it by the time they got the good guys on.
Yeah. Takes a while to get there.
As many partners, wives are as not as partners are as tolerant of watching sports as your wife is.
She's good.
I remember when I got married, I had to give up a sport, to give up watching a sport. Because you like spending time with that person.
Yeah. The first time around I had to give up sports watching. The second time around, she's good with it. She's fine. She knows where I am.
It's a good feeling, I'm sure.
Going to be watching television all weekend. I'm telling you, for those that missed off the start, Battle of Alberta, Super Bowl coverage, NFL honors, a Pats game. I am like a pig in slop.
Yeah, I'd say.
Couldn't be happier.
Get your ass off the couch in February.
Yeah, it was cold this weekend, too, by the way.
Start losing some of that December, January weight. I'm just saying I don't need to be sitting around all day on Sundays for the rest of my life. Give me like an off season so that I can work off some of those Cheetos and wings.
I know. Well, it's somebody said to me last week, it was my brother's mother-in-law, if you will, at a birthday party. She goes, it's hard to lose weight in the winter. She was referring to me, not herself. I'm like, damn it. Yes, it is.
It's biologically. You're not.
Is it biologically?
Your body wants to pack on some. It's cold, so it wants to pack on, wear an extra
layer.
Thank
you. So I don't feel so bad.
You don't remember. You don't realize in September, October, you start craving pizzas and like pies and salads. And
that's subconscious, like caveman stuff.
Now it's right up on the front of your conscious, too. Get woke here up on the Rod Peterson
sports update. And by the way, this is what's fun. We had to go to that commercial break earlier. When somebody unplugged the camera.
It was Jay French. He did
but so we're Jason French unplugged the camera. So we're just going to keep rolling. Because we're not behind on a break, right, Clark? Oh. Okay, well, he's telling me to go to a break now. So we'll come back with a sports update. Justin Dunk checking in, too, because CFL bidding season's underway. We're going to need to get back into that. Riders have signed Cameron Judge and Tecobi Coffield, two big signings, but don't think that they're going to be able to sign them all. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. Monday morning. Canada's only live morning sports talk show continues as we look at a sports update here. This for Seat Giant and Wendell Clark's. Canada's Laurent Duvernay-Tardif is a Super Bowl champion. The KC offensive lineman from Mont-Saint-Hilaire, Quebec, was activated from injured reserve in time for the postseason after breaking his leg in week 5. Duvernay-Tardif played university football for the McGill Redmen before being selected by the Chiefs in the 2014 draft. His Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl 31-20 over the San Francisco 49ers Sunday in Miami. Big names in men's curling booked Briar berths, while the women's field for the Tournament of Hearts also filled up Sunday. Newfoundland's Brad Gushue, Northern Ontario's Brad Jacobs, and Ontario's John Epping won provincial titles. I got to ring the bell for Maddie Dunstone, Brayden Muscoe, Catelyn Schneider, Dustin Kidby, the Regina rink that's going to the Briar, trying to end the 1980 curse. And I think we can get it done, Dupes. Oh, we got to get those boys in here. It's in Kingston, the Briar, this year. We're all going to be watching.
Oh, yeah. I love watching curling for the whole week. The mid-morning draws while you're doing work, whatever. It's fun.
Manitoba's Kerry Einerson, Northern Ontario's Krista McCarville, our good friend Ontario's Rachel Holman. We're tight. And BC's Corn Brown added their teams to the Scotties lineup, and that's going to be in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Moose Jaw. That's this week.
Shout out Moose Jaw.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing with your gang signals, but
it's a hashtag.
Moose Jaw.
If you were ever on Twitter, you'd realize it.
Yeah.
A career performance from Terrence Davis yesterday has the Raptors with a franchise record tying 11 straight wins. He scored a career-high 31 points to lift the Raps to a 129-102 win over the Chicago Bulls. And the Maple Leafs host the Florida Panthers tonight in one of three NHL games. Toronto's won three in a row to take a two-point lead on the Panthers for third place in the Atlantic Division. However, Florida has two games in hand. This sports update for Seat Giant. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's, where Darren, it's the face-off burger featured today. $13.95 till 3 p.m. at Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon. See it, Wendell's.
I want to try something else.
But don't expect to see Wendell there.
Yeah. I always want to try something else, but I just eat the fish all the time.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I can't lose 30 pounds. I keep diving in with the fish and chips.
I had such a great week last week. I made smoothies. I didn't eat any cookies. And then on the weekend, I was just a dumpster. Oh, yeah.
What do you got? Abu, what are you upset about that I'm trolling you over the Wendell Clark thing?
I'm not upset about anything. I'm sure. Go to Wendell Clark's where Wendell doesn't even go. Is that the new ad?
Well, he's been there.
Yeah. He was there with you. I saw pictures. That's why I was like, he probably won't be there anyways.
Do you want to come in this week? Clark's working on Wendell Clark coming on the program this week, by the way. Do you want to come in for that interview?
Shut your face.
I'm serious. You and Luke could be breaking ankles to get in here and talk to your precious Wendell Clark.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Really? Like he would come in here?
Maybe.
From our social media advisor, Todder, shout out to Rod for the Slapshot reference. That was Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, which I say regularly. What was the movie line when I said, you don't... Oh, it was Kingpin. Take that, you piece of... mow another man's lawn.
You don't mow him another man's lawn.
Kingpin. Took me a minute to think about it. From Dale Wagner, he says, love all the CFL talk. It's awesome. In all caps. Thanks, Dale. Love you, too. See you at the Rush game Saturday. From Chad Isaac, do you think the Riders should sign Jeff Knox? Him and Judge would be like a Johnson Hughes, in my opinion. I'd like to see them sign Jeff Knox. They got Judge now secured. Doesn't look like Solomon Alamimian's coming back.
No, yeah.
Saul.
No Derek Moncrief.
There's can that. Be replaced, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's you're talking about... GM Tetris or salary cap
Tetris.
I mean that's easy. You know, aluminium doesn't come back. You give his money to Judge. 84 doesn't come back. You give his money. You spread. I mean, these guys were making big chunks of change. You brought these guys in for the veteran leadership that we needed last year. The team kind of came together, and you don't really need that aspect of it anymore. And the on-field stuff can be replaced.
We've got Justin Dunk with us on video chat, joining us from Southern Ontario. He of 3downnation.com, the CFL's preeminent information source, repping the Guelph Griffins alum banner behind him there. Good day, JD. How you doing?
Doing well, boys. What about you? Any Super Bowl hangovers?
No, not with this. Actually, Abu said he's hungover. Too much cider.
No.
What, you feeling good?
Doing great.
Okay, good. Justin, hey, what was your take on Super Bowl 54, by the way? Did you think the Niners had it locked down with 11:30 to go like I did, or did you see the comeback from the Chiefs coming?
No. You knew Patrick Mahomes was going to make one big play, and when he did, it just sprung that comeback wide open. And you had it in your sports update there, Roddy. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif blocking away from Mahomes there to get him free to lead the comeback. Gotta love the Canadian kid.
All right, good stuff. Now, you had to keep an eye on the CFL. We're 24 hours into bidding season, Justin. What's the latest as we visit with you today on the first ever free agent negotiation window?
Well, we've had our first offer placed, and it happened literally right when the window opened. And I wanted to throw it back to you and DuPont and Abu over there to see if you can guess who might have placed the bid and which player it was for.
I'm going to guess Ed Hervey placed the bid. That's number one.
That was easy.
And it was for...
Odell Willis. Oh, that's Clark yelling from the back.
Was it Odell Willis? Are we right on anything? Come on.
I like the guess, but no, actually it was John Huffnagel placing the offer for Calgary native... A Notre Dame High School product and University of Calgary alum, DuPont, you would know that well from your Canada West coverage, Sean McEwen. So that was the very first offer placed at 12:01 Eastern time. So that would be what, 10 a.m. in Calgary?
Yes, for sure. So, Huff, wow, diving off into the deep end. But we don't know, McEwen hasn't, I guess he's got to wait, right? Take us through this process. Is this as confusing as it seems to us, or do you like the way that it's playing out?
It is a little bit confusing, especially for people to pick up when it's new. And to the best of my knowledge and what I've gained from the league, and we have the details up on Free Down Nation, is that the players can be talking to different teams, obviously, and teams can submit offers to them as well, but they can't actually accept them up until a 48-hour period before free agency opens. So if you get past that period, all of the offers are actually rescinded, but as a team, if you put one down on paper, let's say Huffnagel for McEwen, then you're held to that until free agency opens. So I hope that's a Coles Notes version that everyone can understand.
So, Doug, I thought it was, you know, at 12:01, they could pick up the phone and start calling players on the other team. That's why I thought it was weird that there was already,
signings happening?
Something on paper at 12:01. Like, isn't that why we got away from it? So then the question goes, how long ago did the phone, and I don't, please don't answer it, but they must have picked up the phone 2 months ago.
Well, not necessarily, but you can submit an offer for a player that you want, right? So it's not like, and John Huffnagel has traditionally played it all by the book. He puts that offer out there saying, we're interested in McEwen, is essentially what that states, and then you can go from there.
Seems like there should be like hundreds of deals,
offers.
Dozens of offers going out there.
Just potentially thousands. Yeah. Justin, have you done the math on this? That's why I think it could be a major headache.
And one other question for us. Do the teams have to announce the offers going out? Because, I thought that, you just offer everybody. No?
Like the teams don't have to announce the offers. The league won't announce the offers either, but you have to put the offers in paper or email, let's say, to the CFLPA in the league. So I'm not so sure there's going to be, thousands of offers. I think there'll be more as I start to uncover them here. But the key is teams aren't really going to show their best hand until we get to free agency, I still truly believe, because when you submit an offer, you're telling that competing team, let's say in this case with McEwen, the Argos, potentially, what you value that player at.
So then what does the McEwen camp now do? They've got this offer. Do they go back and say, no, we want 20 grand more. We want it structured this way. Does the dialogue go back and forth now? Or what happens with their camp?
There can be open dialogue going back and forth, and they can even go back to now McEwen's current team, I guess, up until February 11th, the Argos, and say, well, this is the offer we have on paper. Do you guys want to beat it? Do you want to match it? And then compile all of those offers until those last 2 days, I guess that would be February 9th and 10th, to look over those offers, potentially accept them, or go to the true open market.
So the teams are bound by the offers they put forth, and the player can only sign on the 15th or 16th or whatever. Is that right? These are.
Yes, the teams are held to their offers, but the players can only sign them between the 9th and the 10th, and the 11th of February is when the open market happens.
All right, that makes sense. So the teams, if they need a right guard, they're not sending out three different deals to three guys and see which one comes back kind of sweetest.
It could be, but it's risky.
Bro, you left holding the bucket.
Your help to it, yeah.
Wayne in Victoria is watching. He wants to know, Justin, is the money offered being made public? Are these offers available to be viewed somewhere by the fans?
No, they won't be made public. That's why you got to keep it locked to Three Down Nation, boys.
Yeah, well, I knew that. I just wanted to hear you say it. And, interestingly enough, the Riders signed Cam Judge on day one of the bidding season. I don't know how that played out. Tell me what you know. Like, did Cam get some offers, but he didn't really like them, so then he went and signed with the Riders? How do you envision that all played out?
To the best of my knowledge, guys, that deal came together rather quickly because the offer was really bumped up from the Riders, and it was essentially agreed upon before the window opened. So the Riders didn't want to let Judge get to that stage where other teams could potentially bid. For that 2020 season that he signed in Saskatchewan, going to get $190,000 in hard money. If he plays 18 games, he'll earn $210,000. So Saskatchewan and general manager Jeremy O'Day really stepped up there at the last minute. As we all know, guys, deadlines make deals. That's what happened with Judge.
Lastly, Justin, what is your take on players being released just prior to an off-season bonus, i.e. February 1st? We've been hearing it for years. I don't get why people are surprised when it happens. Do you think it's as dirty pool as people are making it out to be, or just the part of the business?
It sucks to say, Roddy, but exactly what you said. It's part of the business. Nataya Jay, for an example, the Edmonton Eskimos Canadian receiver that was let go for $7,500, it felt like going to be a move that you were going to make ahead of time. Why not release these guys, you know, days prior or months prior to the bonus? Because Jay had moved his family out to Edmonton just in the off season. So that means the season ended for the Eskimos in November, obviously, in the East Final in Hamilton. Between that period and now, he had moved his family there. So if you're the Eskimos and you're even thinking about it, at least have that open dialogue. That's where people feel like it's a little bit dirty pool. That if you have an inkling that you might do it, at least do it earlier. I get the competitive aspect from the other standpoint that you may not want to have guys on the market early or other teams bidding on them. But in that case, you know, that really tugs at the heartstrings, man. The guy moves out there. He's ready to make Edmonton his home, excuse me. And then you let him go over $7,500. I just don't get it.
No, and that's why people are starting to realize that Darian Durant doesn't look as bad by taking the money and run, because he literally was sticking it to teams on behalf of every player. I believe that's why he did it. JD, thanks for this. A plug for 3Down, if you don't mind. Your social media and the site, of course, because it's got all the latest information this week.
You bet. I'll let you do that, Roddy. You're as good as anyone at sort of trumpeting that kind of stuff. But keep it locked. My Twitter feed's at JDown12 and 3Down Nation. We'll have all the updates through the negotiating window and free agency and every day in the CFL.
All right. Keep it up, Justin. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, boys. Be well.
Justin Dunk, managing editor and top writer, senior writer, can we say, at 3downnation.com. By the way, I look at, here's the thing, whenever I'm confused,
that's what you took out of
which
that.
Is a lot, I go to 3downnation.com and he's got it all there.
Oh, yeah.
Are you the same?
Always. If I need to know something, I go there, for sure.
It's the best source for CFL.
You know what, I always think, if you don't know it, need to know something, go there too, and if it's not on there, you don't need to know it.
It's like PV Mart. Man, if we don't have it, you don't need it.
I feel like with all the noise out there, you're like, okay, what's truth and what's not? You go there and you're like, okay, it's not true.
Yeah.
You know, totally. I
mean? It's almost deciphering through all the news these days. You want to, you know, you cancel out 90% of the noise.
Speaking of, how about Trump's tweet yesterday? Did you saw it, right?
Somebody said, I didn't realize that Kansas City was the Lloydminster of Kansas State and Missouri.
Is that what he said?
Did you miss this?
He said,
he tweeted congratulating the Chiefs. You've represented the state of Kansas very well, blah, blah, blah. And even I knew that Kansas City's in Missouri. And the president doesn't know. You know, I have that Trump bobblehead, but I'm afraid to put it up here because everybody's head will pop off. I don't like Trump. I liked him from The Apprentice. I've read his books, all that stuff. But as far as being the president, I get that he's a complete imbecile. I totally get it. I don't like the guy. I totally don't. And I...
Entertaining, though.
Entertaining. I'm entertained by the guy, yes. But I don't want him to be my president. I wouldn't want him to be my dad.
Then don't vote a drama teacher or a... wait a minute. We did that, too. Damn. They voted him for president.
Oh, I know. I guess that's the way that people are.
I'm going to bring in a Western helmet one of these days and replace one of those, too. See how it just changes topic right there?
You don't want to go down the political road. Listen. I'm seeing all this stuff on Twitter and Facebook about Trudeau. And I'm like, guys, it didn't work. And that's coming from a conservative. Can it? And the Trump stuff, you don't even have to be whatever. I know you don't want to talk about it either. I just don't want people to think that I'm a Trump supporter, because I think he's a loser too. And seeing that yesterday doesn't surprise me after what I've learned about the guy for his lack of education. You're just sitting there, letting me hang myself.
No, of course.
Why does it surprise you?
You're doing good.
Why does it surprise you?
I got you.
You know, why
does it surprise
you? It
didn't surprise me, you know? I said.
I had a rabbit run across my lawn this morning, and it's wintertime. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's what rabbits do. I shouldn't be surprised. You know, like, just, but that's what they do.
It's entertaining.
That's what you do. Don't be surprised when things do what they're supposed to do.
I do often wonder, we're in the political talk, and we have these talks anyway, we can kill a couple of minutes. I do often wonder if he did it on purpose. I was thinking,
there's no way.
I was, no,
why would you?
I was thinking about that, and I'm like, is he sitting here being like, aha, watch this, Super Bowl's on, and all they're going to do is talk about my tweet, and I'm an idiot, and then all my supporters are going to be like, he's not an idiot, he's the best, and they're going to rise up again, and everybody else... creates exactly what happened.
I'm
going to
pull this
whole...
away from politics. As an idiot, that's something that I would do. Hey, congratulations, it's like congratulations on the wrong person. Hey, congratulations for being pregnant. It's something I would do. I'm just a dumbass. Like, that's something that you never say.
But it gets
you
people talking about you, know, thinking about you.
If you don't know, then you don't put it out there. And he's the guy that does it. I do it, you know.
Like, yeah. Do you think he would purposely put that out there? I don't.
He's just, you know, a zebra has stripes. That's, he might. You know, I'm not, you know.
Who put this up here? OT coming up next. Stay tuned for more sports talk, I think. Who wrote that? Says Rod Peterson show on the wall. Doesn't say sports show, does it? I'll do the talking. You do the typing. And we'll be back with Overtime after this on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We have a massive inventory of all make, all models pre-owned inventory, and you gotta see it to believe it. Trade up on this pre-owned 2018 Volkswagen Golf all-wheel drive for only $19,999 plus tax. Or get into this loaded pre-owned 2018 Ford Explorer all-wheel drive for only $32,999 plus tax. It's time to trade and upgrade at Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
There he is. Welcome back. It is time for Overtime, brought to you by Emerald Water. Clark put this up some time ago, and I'm just getting into it now. This is from Ricky Kazama, Ricky Regina from Ballers, writing in saying, just want to say thank you for letting Ballers host your Super Bowl party. Had a blast. Can't wait for the next event. Us either, Ricky. Thank you for the bunny hug, too, by the way. I love this thing.
It's nice.
I may wear it every day. NFL season 100. I get the jacket the day of the last game of the year.
Yeah.
And you know what? In Houston and in Austin and in the Florida, the places that I've been in the last year, I couldn't find a 100th anniversary item of clothing that I liked. And it took until the Super Bowl party of Ballers that I'm like, and it was a gift from the guys at Ballers. I'm blue.
Yeah. It's your color.
You know, I wear blue every day.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks at Ballers. The pleasure's ours. And the secret T-Rex pizza, we've figured it out. It's meat sauce on it instead of tomato sauce.
I only figured it out. I always eat the crust pieces with my hands.
Yeah.
And I only figured it out because I got stuck with a middle piece at the party last night. And I'm using my knife and fork and it slides off. And I'm like, what is this underneath? It doesn't look like pizza sauce, and it was meat sauce. That's how I figured it. I'm like, what a genius tactic. Now I get it.
You got stuck with a middle piece?
Yeah, I like the outside pieces.
Well, get there earlier.
Well, I was there when the pizza showed up.
I ordered it.
I had one crust piece and one middle piece. I didn't want to steal them all. Being polite.
That was so good.
It was so good. And then I see the tweet. So as I'm sitting there, we ordered a little half platter, and it had these pretzel things on it and the garlic pita crisps and everything else. And then I see this tweet. We're sitting here enjoying the 7-layer dip. It was a bean and bacon dip. And then there was a cheese dip, beer and cheese dip. And then we get to see Shakira and J-Lo in their 40s and 50s looking like $1 million as I just stuffed the last piece of 7-layer dip.
They're not eating it.
No, they are not.
They're not eating it.
No.
But I'll thank Abu for a lot of things, one of which was making me feel better about the fact that I'm really struggling to get started losing 30 pounds here. I really am. Oh, sports talk. This is on the Facebook wall. Sports talk, political talk, whatever it is, it's refreshing thanks to Emerald Water Incorporated. How about dieting tips? Where's Oprah when you need her?
Dr. Oz. Oprah. Yeah.
I'm just having a hell of a time getting started. When I came back from Texas and my doctor down there said, you need to lose 30 pounds, I lost 9 pounds in the first 3 weeks. And then December hit and it just been haven't been able to get started again.
I know.
And I think it's because it's cold.
It is.
In November, it wasn't cold yet.
It is momentum. And I've had that, you know, you go up and down and it's about, fortunately, and I think you're kind of the same way as I am. There's no balance or there's no, because everything's good, what's the word I'm thinking?
Moderation.
In moderation. So there's no moderation. We're the same kind of where I think so. I am anyways. It's the 100% rule. It's like I'd love to be able to go, 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 and then have a donut or go, 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 clean, 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 and then cheat on the weekend. As soon as I cheat, it's over. It's over. I just turn into a dumpster and it becomes the next week and then it's Monday or then it's next month I'm going to eat better. It's kind of the 100% rule. So I start eating clean and it's easy. Once I go like a week or a few days of eating clean, then it's easy. I'm clean for the next few months. But as soon as you break it. So once you get it, the momentum will take you to the promise.
Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, writes and says, I can't see how you can lose 30 pounds. Thank you, Craig. My wife said the exact same thing yesterday. She's like, you don't need to lose 30 pounds. And I said, what did the doctor said? She says, all doctors say that.
I know. And then when you do
that's
lose...
That's the good support I have around me. I'll be honest with you.
When you do lose the weight, then I'm getting phone calls from, are you eating enough? Are you eating enough? You look sick.
I'm okay with that.
I am too.
From J.R. Rowley, he says, try gluten-free, Rod. Oh, I've tried. Then I eat too much of that. Trust me.
Gluten-free doesn't mean low calorie.
No, gluten-free doesn't mean low calorie. And then going to Vegas. How are you supposed to diet in Vegas?
Oh, you got the Ramsay's. You got to go for a burger at Ramsay's place. It's
actually
basically across the street from
my brother's
arena.
Probably listening right now, unless he's gone on a lunch break. And my brother's coming with me to Vegas. And I wrote Ray Elgard. Said, coming to Vegas, mm-hmm. February 13th to 16th. Hope to see you. Wrote me back, I'll be here. That's all he said. And then over the weekend, he sent me a picture of the poster from his local dive bar that he goes to. They're having a rock night at his local dive bar. And I have not told my brother yet because it's totally not down my brother's alley.
Yeah.
It's like a vampire/biker bar. I've been there with Elgard before. And it's since I've quit drinking. It's Elgard's neighborhood bar. Did you hear what I said? It's a vampire biker bar. If you know anything about Ray Elgard, right down his alley. If you know anything about my brother and I, totally not down our alley.
So the farmers from Milestone are going to walk into the vampire biker bar and fit in?
I felt squeamish the last time I was there. But I went because it's Elgard's bar. So we'll go. We'll make an appearance.
What will you wear?
Here's the thing. I know my brother's already asked me if he can borrow a jacket of mine, my SJHL jacket and stuff. And it's just be you. What do you always say? Be you. Wear your belt buckle, wear your Wranglers, wear your cowboy boots, because that's what you're going to wear.
Yeah.
And I'll wear, it's Vegas. I'll probably wear a suit.
Yeah.
Told you I'm already planning
my t-shirt underneath.
Bingo.
I know. I know.
You know the look.
And right by the arena.
And it works.
Is New York, New York.
Yeah.
And right outside of New York is Shake Shack.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not on the losing weight train yet, go to Shake.
March 1st, the diet will start. How about March 1st?
Okay.
Wayne and Victoria, vampire biker bar. Sounds like fun. Not. Well, I could see how it would be for some people. It's not mine.
That bar is fun, that.
From Donna, what will you wear? It's Vegas. Anything goes in Vegas, by the way. Don't overthink going to Vegas, man, because you will not be the dumbest looking person there. Guaranteed.
Impossible.
Sports on tap for our friends at the tap, and I'm sure their Super Bowl party was great yesterday. It's always sold out, they tell me. No games in the dub tonight. There were no games in the dub last night. They always, for whatever reason, try to steer clear of Super Bowl. They always do. They don't with the Tankard, by the way.
No.
But it still worked
for
them. No games in the SJ last night. Nor are there any games tonight. But in the NHL, there are three. Florida at the Leafs, Dallas at the New York Rangers, and Philadelphia is at Detroit, if I can read my own writing. That is Sports on Tap for the Tap. Spend $100 in the Tap liquor store, and you'll get a $20 gift card to use in the brewhouse. Stop by to see them today. I'm glad that you put this on here, Clark. Two things. Clark's right on the bit today. One, the Miami sports trip we announced yesterday. Thank you. And we're going to get Clark on this trip, okay? By hook or by crook, Clark's got to come with us on this trip to Miami. He's heard him. Yay! 2020 RP Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe LGI Travel. We're going to Miami. We don't know when. We just know we're going. The Dolphins have been all over us, but more so Michelle at the travel agency to get down there. They want us there. And the flexibility with which we have now, we can go anytime in September, October, November, December. Anytime.
Yep.
So we're going to pick the opponent we want, make sure the Florida Panthers are there, but the schedule doesn't come out until June. So we're literally going to be dangling until June, but we just know it's Miami, so you can make your deposits now. $250 ahead guarantees your seat on the trip.
Can we make a lottery for Clark? We know the opponents. We know all nine opponents, right? The home opponents. Let's pick like half of them. And if that's the game we're going to, Clark is in.
What do you mean?
We'll make a lottery for him. It'll be fun.
Fun for whom?
For all of us.
Right.
Everybody but Clark. No, that'll be fun if he can come. I hope so.
The jug tells us he's going. I've had a lot of people that have already put in their deposits for the trip. Yes. Corey's going. He's on the couch today. Oh, by the way, if you come on the VIP sports trip, you're guaranteed one live show seating for the Rod Peterson Show. Corey's taking advantage of his. So, is this from last year's or next year's? Next year's.
So rodpeterson.com/trip. Will they go in there and they can fill it out?
No, call Uniglobe LGI.
That's how they'll contact Michelle, is right on the site.
Okay, perfect.
It's still there.
So tomorrow, I saved this discussion because we did a lot of football today, but I want to talk about fighting in hockey, okay? And coming on the program today, or tomorrow, thanks to Clark lining this up, just so happened to be Matthew Barnaby and Chris Dingman.
Ding, ding, ding. Let's go.
Yeah. Fighting in hockey tomorrow. We'll talk about the Battle of Alberta and all kinds of stuff. Thank you for hanging in with us, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central right here on Facebook Live.
Oh. For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.